The power of the third hour, or how to become young and mighty again. Above all, old age is a privilege denied to many. But many of us age in the worst possible way. This is what this poem hopes to correct. A real workout is non-stop. You walk into the gym and keep on moving, never resting. Imagine a horse trained for 15 seconds, then forced to rest for 10 minutes, or 25, as the case seems to be these days. Resting is not part of a real workout, and resting more than lifting means you go to the gym to sit, not to work out. Imagine a restaurant selling a chicken salad as a chicken. As healthy as it is, if there is more lettuce than the chicken, then it is not chicken, it's a salad. The exercise, by the way, is always the same. Despite all the machines there is just really one exercise that you need to do. Basically, you absolutely have to move your whole body, all at the same time, all while you are standing up, so that you let it grow in the sequence that it needs to grow. Because the workout is not just a workout. You will eventually go outside and run Western states or walk the trails. So you can't just have these disproportionately large muscles on your arms. You need the legs. You need your midsection. You need your body to be able to move for prolonged distances. It needs to be useful muscles. So, to get there, all you really do is dance with dumbbells. At first, you may only be able to lift them and sway, maybe for less than a minute, but this will earn you endurance until you are able to dance. It will all happen very quickly. You will be able to do a non-stop workout for 1 minute, then 2, then 5, then 10, then 20, 30, 45, and finally 1 hour. It will happen really, really quickly. It is really as simple as that. Endurance is an automatic thing that happens very quickly. 1 hour of ever more complex motion with light dumbbells in hand will give you the ability to move again. And as you begin approaching actual dancing and go on for an entire hour, and I recommend all the safe moves from cutting shape and shuffle dancing, you will start becoming generally fit. You will still be a tubby if you start at large, but you will begin your journey towards a second youth, something much better than the first one. This time with powerful muscles and a mind filled with wisdom. Once you are able to work out for 5 days and start feeling like you can do more, you double your workout duration to 2 hours for 5, maybe 7 days a week. You must absolutely avoid accumulating injuries, so you probably want to take a couple of days off. So maybe 5 days a week, maybe 8 days per 10 days. That seems a lot wiser. The second hour will absolutely accelerate your transformation and build your muscle. You will become more flexible, being able to pick things off the ground that would blow your mind a couple of years before. and you will become unreasonably strong. You will be re-experiencing actual growing pains where you are uncoordinated. Your mind will be adjusting to a new way to move, to the new body, to the new muscles. And super strength combined with lack of coordination demands that you move with care and somewhat slowly, or comedy will ensue. But becoming young again, which is to say, burning up all the fat, getting to see your real face, and actually being able to twist around from becoming ridiculously flexible, will kick into gear in your third hour. The third hour is where you can actually outrun a donut. Here, in just weeks, your body will consume all the fat. That third hour of dancing with dumbbells that you gradually reach by means of ever-increasing physical endurance is what really finalizes your transformation into not just your younger self, but a healthy athlete, a better self. A wise, powerful creature who could beat the snot out of your younger self and all the people that thought you were old. By going through this process, you may be able to live past 100. You will surely walk the Appalachian Trail well into your 80s, maybe mid-90s, and you will stay buff for life, for long life. And listen here, and listen good. Begin right now. Go. Get up and go as far as you can. Use whatever you got and get as far as you can. When you get back home, get rid of your kitchen appliances. If you are mad, then cut their plugs off. But you didn't hear it from me. And tomorrow, at the same time, go a little bit further. Make sure to quit your job within the next few days, and sooner than later, your body will hear you and begin adapting and extending your endurance as the toxicity begins melting off. Clear your mind. Get rid of all the unhealthy things that were killing you. Before you know it, you will be able to get to the gym. And then all you need to do is get to your third hour. You will, yes, you will be young again. Walking the trails, maybe jogging Western States 100, even if you're not picked. You will be young again. And it will be infinitely better than the first time around. And you will live a long life, a wise life.